This is Pistol George Warren, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, there it is. Our Louie Louie Marathon is now officially over. And yeah, I did for a minute consider playing the Partridge Family's version of Louie Louie. It may seem insensitive at this time, considering that Tracy Partridge herself passed away this week, but her tambourine playing on that cut is... I just can't stand it. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry for you Partridge Family fans. You'll have to wait till the next time we do Mud Puddle Radio. The Kingsmen there, Louie Louie, featuring vocalist Jack Ely, who passed away this week at the age of 71. Yes, indeed. He's the guy who started it all. He started mumbling. Richard Berry's version, you could make out the words pretty clear in the original version of Louie Louie that we played at the top of that set. But then old Jack got a hold of it, and, you saw what he started. Iggy and the Stooges, the classic metallic KO live version of Louie Louie we heard before the Kingsmen. And a bit of funky Kingston Mon, Toots and the Maytals from the classic record, their version of Louie Louie. The Headcoaties, I think that's how it's pronounced. The Headcoaties, I think, from their album Have Love Will Travel. We heard Louie Riel, a little different. And Angel Corpus Christi, title track to her album Louie Louie. A song all about Lou Reed, except for that one song. We heard Chip Kinman and PCH. Chip Kinman, a one-time member of Rank and File, and before that, The Dills. That was from his record, My First Punk Rock Record. Yep, that's the latest thing we've heard from Chip Kinman. It's about 20 minutes long, and there's about 50 songs on it. They're all real short. We heard Louie Louie Louie, not to be confused with Louie Louie. It's subtle, but there is a difference. We heard Todd Snyder giving us the whole saga there with the Ballad of the Kingsmen from his album Nashville Skyline, East Nashville Skyline, make that. We heard Motorhead's very first song. Yep. The very first song Motorhead ever released was their cover of Louie Louie. 7-inch. Yes, indeed. And I have it. I did play it from a disc, okay? But I have the 7-inch. And we started it all off with the original. Oh, no, we heard Joan Jett in there, too. Newly elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Had to throw Joni in there. And then we started it off with Mr. Richard Berry, the originator of the sacred song himself. Oh, remember that time I played like half an hour of I'm on Fire? Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do to top this. Don't worry, I'll think of something. Well, there. That was me. That was this show in 2015. Crazy, huh? Oh, that's what we're doing today. We're playing chunks of old shows. How does that grab you? Sounds like fun to me. We're now going to hear a chunk of a show even earlier than that. 2012. We're going all the way back. Just got to find the proper chunk. Let's see. Where are we here? What is this? La 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 la. No, we want to go a little further than that. A little further. Oh, here's me, Ken again. And there we're this show here, going back to 2012, features, well, I'll let myself tell you. Okay, I'm talking about something else. Now I'll talk about something different. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. Honest. Honest. Yeah. Shut up, Stu. Okay. Here comes. Here we go.
And Gillian Welch before that.
We didn't hear Gillian Welch. We heard it like 14 years ago.
Right, tonight's the night number there. Which she didn't do.
La, la, la. Shut up. See, I would just fast forward, but then I'm going to go too far if I do that. Okay.
Tasty couple of days.
Yeah.
Wow. And going to be tasty tonight. I'm heading out of here right away to go catch Joy Kill Sorrow at Jeff's house. You should too. But don't worry, I ain't going anywhere really. Kinda, sorta. I'm here for the next hour. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Hey, here's something. We have to delve into this. You know, I was driving around. We were driving around in the Stewmobile a while back. I just bought the new Neil Young album at Costco. You know, I hate to buy albums at Costco, but sometimes they're just too darn cheap to pass up. So I bought the new Neil Young album, and now the missus, she hates the Neil Young. It's she can't stand him, but I told her, oh, this is good. You'll like some of this. You'll love this one. I had to play her Oh Susanna, and I put it on, because I'd been loving that one for a while. I put it on, and all of a sudden she starts singing that old shocking blues song, Venus. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, what a smart apple you are. But then the more I paid attention, it's like it's the same tune. It's the exact same tune. And you know, and I had been loving that song for so much. You know, it had been released a while back, and I thought it was such a great arrangement. And then here Neil just rips it off of somebody. But then I looked into it a little more. And turns out that the dude who wrote Venus actually intentionally ripped off the arrangement to an earlier version of Oh Susanna called The Banjo Song. Now, the song Oh Susanna, originally written in 1847 by Stephen Foster, but in 1963... a little combo called The Big Three recorded a song called The Banjo Song, and it was essentially Oh Susanna with a different kind of arrangement to it. Now, The Big Three, you might know one of The Big Three. She was later a mama. Yes, Mama Cass Elliot. Before she was in the Mama and the Papas, was in The Big Three, and they did this song here. And so, yeah, this is like the ballad of Oh Susanna, part one. And it's happening here for you tonight on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah. A guy's on a mountain top, burn like a silver flame, the summit of beauty and love, and Venus was her name. Whoo, she's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, she's my meaning, she's my fire, joy, desire. Well, she's my meaning, she's my fire, joy, desire.
That was the ballad of Oh Susanna, Neil Young, there from his brand new record, Americana. Neil Young in town Friday, November 16th at MTS Center with Los Lobos and the Sadies. Pretty swell bill. Before Uncle Neil, we heard Southern Culture on the Skids doing the old Shocking Blue Chestnut Venus. That comes from the Pravda Records compilation. Star Power. 18 not-so-original hits by 18 original stars. And we started it off all the way back from 1963 with the Big Three and the banjo song featuring Mama Cass Elliott. Mm-hmm. And now you know all there is to know about Oh Susanna. Speaking of Oh Susanna, here's a little number called Ted So Wasted. When I see your mind so tainted, I see time so wasted. We'll be right back.
the sheets that are pressed and cold, dying for someone to take off your clothes, but you ain't got
Winnipeg. This is Miranda Mulholland from Bellstar, and you're listening to
All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey.
Winnipeg. This is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to The Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh,
Hi, folks.
This is Susanna.
And Jim Bryson.
And you're listening to the Twang Trust on
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh, it's been a while since we heard that classic, One Cigarette, from Jim Bryson's very first album called The Occasionals. Love that one. Were you able to keep track of the lineage there in that set? It was quite precise. You kind of need a checklist, really, to fully appreciate it. But that was Jim Bryson, who is currently working on a brand new record with our old pal, Oh Susanna. Yes. The very first time I saw Jim Bryson, he was opening for Oh Susanna. They go way back. And they're making a record together, even as we speak. That's going to be a swell one, I think. Now, before Jim, we heard Belle Starr, who you might have seen at the Folk Festival just a few weeks ago. Yep. We heard their Talking Heads cover there called This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody. That comes from their EP. Where is that little EP? Here it is. It's called The Burning of Atlanta. And that cut there is the only one of the five cuts on the EP to be produced by our old pal Danny Michelle. How about that? We also heard another track from the same EP. We heard their version of Oh Susanna's Little White Lies. Mm-hmm. And in the middle was Emmylou Harris doing Bruce Springsteen's Tougher Than the Rest, a song that Belle Starr themselves covered just a few weeks ago at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. See how it all sort of made sense? Going back to the Oh Susanna track at the top? Yep. Yep, we heard Ted So Wasted from her album Sleepy Little Sailor. And that wraps that up so nicely. Bit of celebrating to do now. It's official. It's official. They are newlyweds indeed. There had been some speculation for quite a while, but they let it slip just the other day. Patty Griffin and Robert Plant officially married. So we'll celebrate with a couple of live cuts by Robert and his Band of Joy featuring Patty Griffin. Now, there's actually, he's had a couple of releases, live releases, in the last 2 weeks. First up was a DVD with the Band of Joy. We're actually going to hear a couple of tracks off that. But even more recently than that, he's got a new combo these days, and they've played some gigs over in England, and they've actually released a recording just digitally of a show. It just occurred like a week ago or something. It's crazy. And it's a little more folk-influenced even than the Band of Joy. But I haven't actually got my hands on the thing yet, so we're going to play the thing that I do have my hands on. It makes sense, doesn't it? But to get us there, here's a little romantic number for the newlyweds, from Patty herself, the old Andy Williams chestnut, Moon River. Make Oh, don't ever believe the guy who was hosting this show. What was that? That was from 2012? Gosh, that was 14 years ago. Don't believe that guy if you ever run into him again. Robert Plant and Patty Griffin were never legally married. Everyone knows that. Come on. Yeah, Robert apparently was joking around with a British journalist and said that he eloped and ran off to Texas. They were an item for a couple of years, but they were never actually married. So, yeah. But we heard him anyways. That was Robert Plant with Patty Griffin doing the old Zep number, rock and roll, as well as a solo track, In the Mood. I always liked that one. It's like the only... Well, no, there was one other Robert Plant solo track I liked. What was that one? I forget what it's called anyways. But, yeah, I always liked that one. And what else did... Oh, Patty Griffin doing Moon River. Can't beat that, can ya? No. So that's about it for the Twang Trust. I'm going to fade off any second now. And then Sane will start up next week. I believe I'll be pre-recorded. But it'll be a new show, unbeknownst to anyone. So, yeah, tune in for it, won't you? And it'll be much more cohesive than tonight was. Yes, I promise. I promise. Oh, my goodness. You probably should have just watched TV or something tonight, huh? Yeah.